Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Testing.
Am here. I'm still waiting for you to come in.
Coming out.
Oh, there you go. Your mouth is home. Yeah, your mouth is moving, but nobody's
when
home.
When is it not moving?
.com. No.
Good evening. Good evening, North
good
State.
Good evening.
Guess what? You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is
Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber, and
good
here
evening.
We are again. It's another
and again.
Monday.
And if you want, you can listen to us live streaming anywhere on the planet at KCNR1460.com.
Okay.
The planet.
Nigel, James, and Jason. Jason,
hold
how's it going?
Fantastic. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How many miles have you
Jason,
done?
James,
JK.
Nigel.
Yeah.
Forwards and backwards.
There we you go. How many miles have you done today?
Oh, let's don't talk about that.
Yeah.
You should put a fuzzy bee. You should put a meter on.
I'll put a meter on, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back. James, can you turn my volume up a little bit? I think
yes.
I can.
What color are you?
I don't know
which one you are on this little knob.
There you go.
I can hear myself now.
Okay,
there you go. It's all good now. Yeah.
Everybody's got a great color.
Yeah, everybody's got a
and then I can't notice that's colored. You're in a shadow. I can't even tell what color
I'm
yours.
In the light, James.
So let's get right into this. One of the strongholds in Shasta County. Strongholds or one of the things we're known for, we need to be known more for, is
rodeo. One of our main roots. Roots to our community.
Yeah. The rodeo.
The rodeo.
Right. And everybody knows the Reading Rodeo.
Yep.
Totally get it. But what we may not know is
the
that
Red
there
Bluff
are
rodeo.
There's many other rodeos.
Mm-hmm. Many rodeos. Yeah.
Throughout the area.
Rodeos.
And one of the cool ones, well, you have two cool ones going on, at least.
Yeah. So are we going to introduce both guests, or they're just here at the table?
Yes, go ahead.
Around table talk.
The one and only.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. One and only.
Yes.
Age before beauty.
Yes.
Okay, in that case, I think it's Jason.
Oh, wait. That's James.
I'm probably the oldest one here. I was going to say, yeah, you have the age and beauty, though. You may get, like, you're young.
You don't think that to a woman?
Not age in the forward, age in the reverse.
Well, thank you.
She's a baby. She's a baby.
I am.
The point has dropped with James.
Okay. What's your name?
Hi, I am Sasha Mitchell, and I am the 2025 Miss Reading Rodeo.
Yeah!
Nice.
Very cool.
Very cool.
And the one and only?
I don't know about one and only, but Carlo.
Carlos
Zapata.
Are there any more Carlos Zapatas in the area?
I don't know about the area. I don't think so.
There's probably a Zapata here and there.
But no, I know there is another Zapata in the area. I don't think we're related, but I have seen him.
Hmm.
Well, my last name's not typical, but when I was in high school, there was another Mazada that went to school.
Mazada or Zapata?
Mazada. I never met him. Everybody would say, oh, do you know, whatever his name, Mike Mazada? I said, no, he goes to school here. Don't know who he is.
I grew up my whole life with a Tony Zapata out there that I never met. But my entire life, I was asked, are you related to Tony Zapata?
Yeah.
Someday I'll meet him. I don't know.
Zapata, Mazada, whatever.
Tomato, tomato.
So you're putting on the...
I'm putting on the Silver Bridge Showdown, and we do a couple events here locally. I am along with my son and one of our friends, partners in the Silver Bridge Rodeo Company. And Silver Bridge Rodeo Company, to us, it's a special thing because, number one, it's homegrown here. It used to be West Coast Rodeo from the coast, and when it came here, we made it our own thing, named it after the road we live on, Silver Bridge Road in Palisadro.
It's called the Silver
Bridge Rodeo.
Silver Bridge Rodeo. Yeah. Okay.
So
I heard it, but then it didn't make sense. But then as soon as you said Silver Bridge out Palisadro, I'm like, oh, I know this.
Exactly. So we put on a lot of rodeos up and down the state throughout the year, including some high school rodeos here in Corning locally for all District 2 kids, which live on the coast. We also help out with District 7, which is down south around Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo area.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay pretty busy, but our banner events, which we're really proud of, are the ones that we started with, which is right here at home. We do one at the house in the fall, and then we do one in Palisadro at Frontier Day in April.
And the house means their house.
Like literally my backyard.
Really? I know.
Which is really cool. And people ask me all the time, man, you need a bigger you know, places do this. You know, it's growing every year. We get more and more spectators, more contestants, you know, and it's been the kind of thing where we don't really want to move it because people like the event at the house. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a cool deal. It's where it started. And
so
and
will you then eventually, will the house develop into?
I don't know. I think it's developed into what it is, and it'll continue maybe to grow a little bit, you know.
But you would
ways.
Have to cap it at some point.
At some point, we do. At some point, we can only handle so many people there.
Right?
You know,
in your backyard.
Absolutely, you know. But when we built that arena, we built it so that it has plenty of room around it for mm-hmm. people to come. And it's neat. You know, people bring their own chairs, you know, and we don't allow pop-ups anymore because they take up too much space, you know. But you won't need one. You know, it's late in the evening, so the sun will be going down by then. Yeah. We have some lights.
Well, so I went last year for the last year for the first time, and that was very eye opening because I'm like, here's a backyard,
rodeo,
and there's like 750 people.
There was a lot of people.
And it was funny because we started to fill up, you know, our two lots with cars, and so our neighbor Corky Harmon, you know, I said, hey Corky, I need you to open your gate, man, because I'm going to start putting people in over at your place, you know. And it was so cool because it was when he was running for county supervisor, so he had a golf cart. And he was hauling people back and forth from his lot over. He goes, hey, this is the best campaigning I've done the whole time. He goes, I'm talking to people as I'm driving them back and forth.
Handing
them
pamphlets.
Yeah. So we call it a rodeo. You know, really a rodeo would involve 8 rodeo events. This is just a bull riding, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can call it, I guess, a rough stock rodeo or a bull riding rodeo. It's still a rodeo, you know. But not in the traditional sense. And what's neat about it is
people
that
can get hurt. So it qualifies.
we bring the bar, we bring some food vendors, we have a band coming, Derek Kilpatrick from Red Bluff, and the guy's just a phenomenal musician and entertainer, and we've had him over at the bar before. He's just a lot of fun. So
and we actually
it's a
was
party.
It, was it last week we had a rider on?
Yeah, Hunter Maxwell.
Yeah,
Hunter's a great kid.
What a great
what
kid!
Wasn't he cool?
He's incredible.
I was with him on Saturday at Mendocino County Fair. We put on the rodeo there in Boonville, and he goes, "Hey, thanks for hooking me up with those guys. Those guys are all really cool."
Yeah, you know, he was fun,
really sweet.
So
and his brother worked for me all weekend too.
I love. You could tell that he had his own head and mind and spirit, right?
For now.
But he was. Yeah, but he was so and very polite and you know just like
well you know
you were
and,
just like,
and,
wow,
and I think that's
kid.
Great. So when we talk about why we do what we do, why does rodeo exist? Why do we harp so hard on preserving our Western way of life? It's because of what you just said. You know, it's the manners, it's people being polite, people being loving, caring for each other. It's community driven. You know, it's kids that are respectful.
Yeah,
you know,
so young
and very young, and they're taught the right way. And if they're not raised that way, when they adopt this culture, you know, they sort of get brought into this world of manners and being polite and respectful to people. And I think it all stems from. You can't be in this way of life and not care about livestock, right? So when you care for your animals, you love them and you nurture them and you make sure that they're healthy and thriving. And that kind of bleeds over into the way that you treat everything else in your life, which is people, you know? And so you see a lot of these kids and it's yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
No,
you know?
It totally
and,
was. And I was like,
it's refreshing, I think, in today's culture.
Well, you know, it was refreshing, but it was also kind of, I've got to be honest, it's going to be kind of strange because here's an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Who weighs all of like 65 pounds?
Well, that's what he walked in. I said, I said, who are you? And he's like, I'm the bull rider. And I said, oh no, you look more like you're a jockey.
Yeah,
you're riding all
the bull jockey.
I know.
But then, from my perspective, you know,
bull jockey. There
like I always, I understand the horses.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Yeah. But to get onto a bull,
there's nothing like, natural about it.
There's nothing natural about it. And what I do like about it is that for 8 seconds, or up to 8 seconds, 8 seconds, like there's no amount of tech, there's no amount of AI that's going to help you out. Like you just got to hold on for dear life, right?
It's you and that animal, you know, absolutely. And everybody's on the edge of their seats. Watching.
And in that horror, you have to try to find the, what is it? I guess the riding tech, right? Like the proper way to move.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, there's a thing that you're doing while you're riding that they're looking for form, you know?
Do they know ahead of time? Well, dumb question.
Do they know what bull they're going to be on?
Do they know ahead of time what the bull's going
to
do?
Well, yes and no. So they don't, when they show up to a rodeo, to an event, they don't know what bull they're going to draw. They know what pen there is. So they'll be, okay, this stock contractor's bringing the bull.
But they can study behavior.
And these guys know every bull on the West Coast. Yeah. And these kids are smart. Oh, and they rodeo up and down the West Coast, all over the country sometimes, and they'll tell you, what this bull does, what that bull does. Yeah. So they know, just especially with social media, you're able to see these bulls over and over again.
You watch them and say, this one keeps his head down and turns a lot to the left.
This one goes to the left, this goes to the right, this one blows hard, you know, this one kicks real hard, whatever it is, you know, but they'll go up to a stock contractor most of the time if they don't know and say, hey, what's this bull do, you know, or what is this bull? I say, well, he's got four legs and a tail and he's got a couple of ears.
So do the bulls have names?
They do have names. They do have names. Exactly. You know, but we refer to them, you know, by their numbers usually. You know, their number brands, it's just easier for us to.
Because I was in the beginning, I was like, well, do you go and see him in the middle of the night and talk to them and hand them some sugar and stuff? And then I'm thinking, but you don't really want them to be docile. You want them to actually go for it.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
You have to have a good score.
I get a lot about these bulls. Like, are they mean? And I'm like, no, not really. It's like people, you know, if you take a table full of people, maybe there's one mean one out of 100, you know, who knows? But these bulls, it's not that they're mean that makes them buck, you know. They're bred for that. It's like racehorses, you know.
They know what they're doing.
And it is. It's genetics, you know. Mm-hmm. And these genetics.
And we've talked about it. We were talking about some of the biggest, the best known bulls forever. I mean, at some point, they know their job.
They know when it's time to turn on.
Well,
they know when it's time to go to the rodeo. They know when they get on a trailer, what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know,
and they like it.
from everything that we can tell about these animals, is they love their job.
You know?
I mean, it's 8 seconds, maybe.
Yeah. And I always thought when I was a kid, I feel bad for them. You're tying their balls in a knot.
No,
and
that is not.
And they'd have nothing to do with that, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure if Hunter taught you about that.
No, we did.
It's just a flank strap that goes around their waist. You know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I thought that's what made them buck.
Everybody does. Everybody goes, you guys tie their nuts. I'm like, you want to tie their nuts? I'm not tying their nuts. You can try to tie their nuts. Yeah. That works out for you, you know. See how close you get.
I know.
That's not happening.
I know. So I was educated this last go around. I was like, oh, okay. Well, then that's not.
So, let's switch. Are you coming to the rodeo?
I really want to. If you ever need a flag carrier, let me know.
And now that I know that, that's great. I actually have a couple gals there that you know, younger girls are going to do it. Had I known that, you know,
shoot. We'll just add a flag.
Yeah, why not?
we might do that.
Yeah.
We have our silver flag,
you know, and then we have the California flag and the American flag, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is there a nationwide official rodeo flag?
No, but each committee, or rodeo usually has their own flag, you know, that somebody will carry in. The queens, you know, come in.
So how did you get involved in rodeo?
You could bring a Jefferson State flag.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, they had one up at Monaco.
Yeah, people love that. Yeah, Jefferson State Stampede.
My grandma owned a ranch when I was a little kid, and unfortunately, you know, when I got older, the ranch kind of got lost and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And then when I turned 18, I met this really nice horse trainer down in Anderson. And she was like, well, do you want to try it? Because I've, you know, been looking for a couple months. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm for makeup and pretty dresses and all that stuff. And she was like, just do it. Like, you know, have fun. And I'm like, okay, but first I don't have a horse. And she's like, here, use this one. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, you know, did it 1 year. Absolutely fell in love with it. Loved, you know, the people, the Reading Rodeo Association. You know, didn't get it that year, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to come back bigger and better than ever.
Mm.
Did it the next year. Didn't get it. And I was like, okay, that fueled my fire.
Yeah, that did.
I'm going to come back, and third time's the charm, and I finally got it.
Well, there you go.
See, so you could be a bull rider also.
She said something about that in the office.
And this is what's really cool about rodeo, okay? Like, I did not come from a cowboy family. I wasn't raised in a ranching family at all, you know, but there's something, I mean, from the time I was a little kid, I wanted to be a cowboy, you know? And so when I got into junior high and high school, you know, I started rodeoing, started getting on bulls, I started working on a horse, and I started doing everything that I thought you had to do to become a cowboy. You kind of adopt, that way of life adopts you, you know, if you're sincere and if you are genuine in wanting to be a part of that. And I think I love those stories, you know, because it's cool when a kid is raised in it and, you know, their parents take them to rodeos from time they're little and they kind of put them on a horse by the time, you know, before they can walk and they learn how to do all these things, you know. But when you have somebody that wasn't raised in that world that can be at the highest levels involved, you know, with something like this, like the Reading Rodeo.
already, I think that's an amazing thing.
My mom is 5'2" and 120 pounds soaking wet, and she is terrified of horses. So to see, for her to see me and, you know, get on a horse in front of 5,000 people and, you know, wave in a circle, but also, you know, do a bunch of other stuff that helps support, you know, the Reading Rodeo and, you know, the Reading community, she's like, I'm very proud of you.
Well, she should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good, great accomplishment. I mean, I've been watching the rodeo girls forever. And so let me ask you this, my favorite thing. Are you, like, in your saddle, blazing around in a circle and doing the salute?
No. I'm doing the queen
wave. The queen wave.
Oh, so those must be your peasants beneath you that do the salute. You have the elbow, wrist.
Yeah.
The parade wave.
Trust me, for six
So that's an actual thing, right? Like, the queen wave is an actual
yes.
thing.
Oh, yeah. You get judged on it.
You have to go to Queen Wrist School.
Yep. Wow. But I heard back in, you know, the 1950s when Reading Rodeo was first starting, they did the salute.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there are the ones that do go around really fast, right? Hats like tucked way down so it doesn't blow off.
42 bobby pins and you have a headache in the first 10 minutes you put it on. Oh, yeah.
And they're doing the salute and I'm always like, yeah. Look at them go. Look at them go.
So how many girls audition for that?
It depends. So, for the past couple years, there's been about 4 or 5. I won on a technicality.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I still had to do everything.
Doesn't matter how you get there. So you got
it. You did it three times.
Yep.
People win gold medals on technicalities.
Yep, I still had to do everything. I did my speech. I did the horsemanship portion of it. I did everything.
The other ones were just miraculously poisoned that day.
Yeah, you know, or their tires were popped. No, I'm kidding.
I get it.
But, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to this year because I'm really, you know, have been promoting it and everything, and I really want it to be, you know, bigger and better than ever.
Awesome. And what do you have to go through? I mean, what do you think would make you not win? Like, what is it that they're looking for? I mean, I'm sure it's kind of like, I don't want to liken it to like a Miss California, Miss America, but you probably have to be very well-rounded in
the Reading Rodeo kind of sets you up for the Miss Rodeo California stage.
Okay.
So they're looking for that next Miss Rodeo California. So you get judged on your poise and personality, which, I mean.
You're dripping with it.
No, your horsemanship skills, definitely, because, you know, horsemanship is top priority. How you speak well in interviews and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so how's your horsemanship?
So you can just talk. You could
it's going pretty good, you know.
Yeah, talk freely tonight because you've already won.
Yeah.
You don't have to be judged.
Yeah.
So did it take a while for you to get adjusted to speaking with the community? Was it out of your comfort zone and all that?
It was a little bit out of my comfort zone, but then I, forget that my mom works at KRCR.
Oh,
and she goes, all right, let's put you in front of a camera.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, okay.
Showtime.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. We don't ever watch the news at all. I don't even have we have a TV, but it's not connected to anything.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a Netflix girl, morning, and now we watch the morning news, and I'm like, hey.
I get everything I need from YouTube.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What's all right here?
So do you spend a year...
So I spend the year promoting the Reading Rodeo, going to different rodeos and events and everything. When I went to Salinas, I went to Gold Country, all that fun stuff.
Nice.
Have you gotten to meet Jackie Scarry yet?
Yes. No, she is absolutely amazing. Fantastic. Yeah. She definitely, when I first won, she texted me and she was like, I'm so proud of you. Cause I've texted her before being like, hey, like, I'd really like your input on this and everything. So she's been a big help.
She was Miss Rodeo California. She's from this area too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool.
So technically now, do you own your own horse?
I do.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
Did.
You did.
Did you sell it?
No, unfortunately, she had a little mishap.
Oh,
and,
no.
She tore her meniscus tendon in her stifle.
Oh.
And unfortunately, it was just, you know, that I didn't want her to live a life full of pain.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you had
I
to
was
put
like,
her down?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oh. I mean, you know, I was... It's probably a little too soon, but I was gifted another horse from another lady off the track thoroughbred.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Off the track thoroughbred.
Yeah.
So you're now on a racehorse?
Yes.
Off the race.
Wow.
But I love her. I can see this on the radio, right? Her registered name is Little Naughty.
Uh-huh.
And then her barn name is Noodle.
Oh, cute. Oh.
Yeah.
Noodle.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be because her name is perfect for you, right?
Yeah, it's great.
You're both a little naughty.
Yeah. No, she's great.
How many hands she is? Is she
probably 16? I haven't taped her or anything like that yet.
Because usually aren't the race. So horses are usually long and lean. They're tall.
So I have to stretch before I get on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a ladder.
So next year you'll definitely have the fastest horse.
Oh yes.
Well, she's actually going to be the queen and in the barrel racing as well.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Are you doing the barrel racing?
I want to try it. I mean, I'm more of like a Gymkhana girl, but I mean, I'm ready to dip my toes in something else.
That's something to watch, those barrel girls.
Yeah.
I mean, man, those horses it's amazing. Fly.
And women in rodeo is such a big thing, you know. It's cool to see because it used to be just the queens and the barrel racers. Now the breakaway rope is taking over. And
that's the
fastest growing sport in rodeo right now, you know, is if you have a barrel race, I mean, you're going to get a bunch of girls entered, and it makes and people love that event. They love watching.
That's what I was texting you about when I went up to the Montague, the rodeo up there, Jefferson State
Stampede.
And the young girl, was her name
Adeline.
Yep. How old is she? 15?
15 or she's not 16. I don't think she can drive yet.
15. So here's this girl, and she's riding. Yeah.
A bull.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's
a rodeo queen, too. Yeah. I was just telling the guys in there, I said, get me a Dr. Pepper and a milkshake and get me on a bull. Let's go.
That was actually amazing. So here's this 15-year-old girl, and she does the first one out of the chute.
Yeah.
She's
one of the queens in Boonville this weekend.
Gosh,
so I saw her there.
Dr. Pepper and a milkshake. I would need, what, like, 6 shots of 151 with a Dr. Pepper back.
That's right.
before I would even look at that at the corral.
So you want to ride the bull?
Yeah, I'll do it. Why not? My uncle does it.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, there's about 100 reasons. Yeah.
So you never rode a bull before?
Cottonwood, they had this, I forgot what it was called. I think it was like a calf riding thing for people that have never been on a bull before or anything like that. And like businesses pay people like that they don't know to get people on these. And I was like,
they pay their competitors to come go get on, you know.
And I was like, if someone told me, I would have gotten on one.
Yeah, I would do it.
Something tells me it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I can tell by your attitude.
That's number one question. Actually, not probably not number one, but it's a very common question. It's, hey, can I get on a bull? And it's always like some middle-aged guy, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hasn't been in the gym in 10 years.
And 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
In my head, I keep thinking about, okay, all of it is what it is, right? And I'm sure it hurts, but I can't even imagine what my body would feel like landing. Yeah. Like, because you're not landing on your feet.
Oh, no.
It's
not the riding that hurts anybody.
Landing, I know. I get like my bones breaking as they hit the dirt. I mean, I fall, just trip on
James,
a stair.
So you were telling us earlier that you want to ride a bull, so now's your chance.
Leave it to the young guys.
Pros.
Yeah. One of my brothers used to ride bulls for a while too, Hawk. I don't know if you know my brother Hawk, but Mazada.
Yeah.
So
that's your brother. I didn't
realize he has also the moto sports. We grew up, I mean, my dad has always been, as long as I can remember, a rancher. We've had ranches up and around all over. We have one small one in Cottonwood, and then we had a big ranch in Oregon, and we had one up in Whitmore, and we've always raised cattle, and so we've always done the cattle drives and the branding and castrating and all the polling and everything that you need to do. Yeah.
And that's fun stuff.
Yeah, you know? That's the easy fun stuff, right? Yeah. But then I look at them and I'm like, I've never had the desire to ride one.
Well, we have a mutual friend who they were at some place and they decided to give it a shot at bull riding, and I think they were on the bull for 0.2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, it makes you appreciate, and maybe people should do, just to appreciate how difficult it is.
Oh, yeah.
At least I can look back when I'm younger and say, hey, look, I got on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I did it.
One turn, and then you're off.
I got on it.
So you've ridden the bull.
I have, yeah. So I did it all through junior high and high school, you know.
My turn.
And I'll tell you that it is.
Humbling?
It's humbling, but it's the degree of difficulty. You know, they say that the hardest thing in professional sports is hitting a fastball, a major league fastball. Mm. You know, I would disagree with that. I think it'd be probably riding a bucking bull.
Riding a bull.
Bucking bull would be
Tell you what, we have 30 seconds left.
30 seconds.
We'll come back until our first break.
Yeah.
But we'll come back. But the rodeo is when?
September 27th. It's a Saturday, so it is just under 2 weeks from now. Right. At 7 o'clock, we have kids mutton busting, which is really cool. You know, I mean, listen, I had no idea how popular it would be around here to have mutton busting at one of our events.
And that's where the little kids
and we
get
have
on.
That 30 is kids hysterical. Now,
I could watch that all day.
And it's super fun, yeah. So that's going to
start at 6:30. Let's talk about that
when we come back. Yeah. All right.
So we'll be right back.
After this.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And no, Nigel.
Nigel yes, on the yes, table.
Yes, yes. I love this song. For
intro.
Nigel.
Intro.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Now, I've never heard that before.
The song?
Yeah, right.
Only since the 1970s. Welcome back, Shasta Live.
It's a great song, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
But Shasta County Chamber, and we're talking all things rodeo. Carlos, Sasha,
yeah.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Mutton busting. I want to talk about that because I learned something.
Very cool.
I learned something.
So sheep riding, mutton busting, sheep riding for the kids, you know, age 4 to 7, you know.
That's the range?
That's the range.
So if If you have kids in town and you want
to we're actually full now. We're full. I cannot take any more Mutt Busters.
Because it's already booked for 3 hours straight.
We have, I think, 31. And I said, I'm not taking more than 10. My results are good. I got flooded. And I was like, well, so if I let this person, I got to let this person in. And I was like, it's like a wedding, right? Well, if I invite this person, then they have to go too, right?
Exactly.
Like, God, I have memories of stuff like this. But it's really cool. And I had no idea it'd be so popular here locally, you know, but every parent loves it. What's great about that is every kid brings their grandparents, aunts and uncles, family, friends.
Yep.
Yeah, they come along for the
ride. It is the calling card for rodeo to for attendance.
It really is, you know.
One child.
I'm not going to give away my business idea that I had with that.
One child equates to 16 family members.
Yeah, 100%. That's tickets.
These kids are how old?
4 to 7 years old.
4 to 7 years old. So yeah. I learned something, though,
yeah,
up at the Jefferson State.
That when they're done, your child smells like lanolin?
When it comes to the mutton busting, the ones who stayed on the longest were the ones who were riding backwards.
They ride backwards.
They're actually riding backwards.
Yeah. And they see some of the kids, you know,
like literally
ride
backwards.
With a rope,
like a bull rope,
you know.
Yeah.
But riding backward, that's a trick. That's a secret.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be scary as hell.
Because they can hold the neck with their legs, you know. Yeah.
So they are literally wrapped around the
seat. And they're just holding on for dear life because they have no clue where they're going.
Yeah.
Because otherwise their little legs just kind of flap. It's like something to kind of put their legs
on. That's what makes me laugh is they look like your dog with one of those little costumes that goes,
yeah, that's right.
So you providing the mutton?
But people love it, yeah. So we have sheep coming, you know, to this deal. And I'm actually looking forward to that. That's a fun deal, you know. But it is kind of funny. I'm kind of known, you know, to be a little bit hard on the kids. Not only kids, but more on the parents. Because we have mutton busting a lot of our rodeos, you know, that we put on.
Yeah.
And never fails that at least half the kids are hanging on to mom or dad's leg, you know, not wanting to get on. They're crying. And I said, we're not doing this. If your kid shows up and he doesn't want, this is not for you to show off your friends and put a Facebook post out about how your kid was in the bus.
We want kids that
this
want
is about the kids. It's about them having fun doing it.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. Let's not
just
make
put
them
the parents
it,
on there also.
It's frightening for these kids. They got to get on with this animal that's going to bump them around in the chute, and then they're going to hit the dirt.
You see dad yelling,
don't be mouthful of mud or dust. You know, and the kids, you know, and some kids like that. Some kids are like, yeah, it's awesome. Let's do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Some kids are like, yeah, that's enough.
I think that's good that you just like, if you're going to melt down, then you're good. Go. You don't have to go.
Absolutely. We want this to be a fun event for everybody. And that's really the key.
Have you considered grease pigs?
Can you take
a pig run? You put a whole bunch out of grease pigs, and then they let the kids try to catch them.
No,
it's
so
hysterical.
Willits Rodeo does that. You know, it's kind of fun, but they have all kinds of animals. They have chickens and they have small goats, and
grease
pigs, and whatever. And whatever you catch, you take home.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's a pretty cool deal. Yeah,
I sent you a video a little while ago, and you reminded me. You sent it back to me. You said that was rodeo poker. What was it? No?
Yeah, it's cowboy poker.
Have you ever heard of cowboy poker?
Yeah, in the arena.
And you also have a table set up in the arena with guys playing cards.
Yeah,
they're
playing cards, and that bull comes out.
The bull comes out. and the last guy sitting wins, you know. And
see, I would lose every time.
Oh, me too. I'm running. What are you doing?
No, I'm not stupid.
So maybe you should kick it up a notch and do greased boars with adults. With adults.
Absolutely. We can get wild with this thing. You know?
No, we
can only get so Western with that.
Not your regular boar, but a Russian boar, right?
Razorbacks.
But the entire idea behind this, what Silver Ridge Rodeo Company wants to bring here, is just fun. Community. I mean, we need fun events for families to come and spend time together, you know, and eat together and watch an exciting event. It's just really cool. It just gets better.
So we'll get
and
into
better.
The food bit in a minute.
Mm.
So speaking of family, Sasha, what does your family say? Friends and family, what do they think about what you're doing?
They think it's amazing that, you know, I'm out here doing what I always wanted to do and what I always loved. You know, my grandma did, you know, own a ranch, but she wasn't, you know, a part of like any rodeos or, you know, doing anything. So I kind of had to do it all by myself at this point. And, you know, finding an association that like truly loves you is very, you know, eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Reading Rodeo just, I love having them. They love having me. They love, you know, that I've been trying to do this for the past 3 years and then I finally got it. So
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do not. I'm a lonely child.
A lonely child.
A lonely child.
Yeah.
You could only make one.
Yeah. Hey, I got rights. I was the first grandkid. I was the first daughter. I have
wow.
rights.
Yeah.
You must have been spoiled.
Oh, very. Very spoiled. Thank
well,
my
she
grandpa.
Was just gifted a horse. How does that happen?
Yeah. Couldn't be too spoiled. I mean, she's like, hey, determination, perseverance,
yes.
right? I'm gonna go
yes.
on and get
yes.
the, there you go.
Do your friends come and watch you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a ton of friends at the Reading Rodeo. I had my, I call him my Uncle Jesse and my Aunt Kim, even though, you know, there's no relation. But
those are the best answers.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They lived across from me for so many years that, you know, we all grew up together and they mm-hmm. came for the rodeo, and you can obviously tell that.
So were you born and raised in Reading?
Yep, born and raised in
okay.
Reading. Hometown rodeo queen.
Very good.
So, yeah, they all came, and unfortunately my mom was sick, so I bought the Cowboy Channel for her so she could watch it.
Oh, cute.
Wow, yeah, cool. And so a bunch of the KRCR family was there as well, so they would send videos like, hey, your daughter's here.
And what is your mother do at KRCR?
She's the front receptionist, so
okay.
she's the one everyone sees, the bright yep. shining face before,
okay.
you know, you come in.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what are your aspirations within rodeo?
Say it again.
Your aspirations, like, do you want to actually be one of the writers? Or what,
like,
you
what's your goal now from here? Now that you're the queen.
I know. I really want to stick with Reading Rodeo. Like, I would really like to put my energy out there and be on the flag team. Hopefully, if Tammy's listening, I'd really want to be a part of the flag team because I love.
On the committee one day.
Yeah, you know, I want to be a part of the Queen Committee one day as well. You know, to help. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish this year I really did have a first runner up because then I can show them, you know, the ropes and what, you know, I did. Like when I first ran, I was the first runner up mm-hmm. and, you know, my Miss Reading Rodeo during that time, she loved having me go places and go there and everything because she's
yeah.
like, you're like my little bright little sunshine
yeah.
that, you know, does
no,
everything.
And, you know what? It probably doesn't hurt to have a companion, somebody
yeah.
that's with you. It helps keep you calm.
Yeah.
You're like a support animal.
Yeah. I was like one of those emotional support animals. And now I needed one, so I took my dog everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog went with me to Salinas, Gold Country. Everywhere I went, she went.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So what schools did you go to here in Reading?
I went to Enterprise High School, and then
okay.
I did a little bit of Shasta College.
Nice.
Yeah.
I went to Enterprise for a while, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It had more spirit than what's the other one?
Shasta.
Yes. I went to all schools.
You went to all schools.
I was all schools. The term that I was given was spirited.
Yeah, there.
Spirited.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, you did the Reading school tour.
You
yes,
went.
I did.
Then you went. You must.
I can tell you everything about every school because I did it. But Enterprise had way much, much more spirit than
yes.
the Shasta.
Did you
yeah.
go to Pioneer?
I did not go, but it was close.
He's the reason they started Pioneer.
Confession time.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
So let's talk another segue into one of our favorite topics.
Oh, no, here we go.
Yeah.
Food.
Well, food. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
You can't go to rodeo and not have a good food.
Say, so
oh, yeah.
Food. So do either of you like hay?
I love it. I love it. It's what I live off of.
I can breathe it. I am so allergic to it. I hate it.
Do you?
I absolutely hate it. I hate it.
You break
really?
Out and hide.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I do not like. That's why I have kids for.
You know what? I have to say something about Carlos.
Buck the hay.
The Oric. That's where you you did that rodeo last time, right?
I was not at Oric, but
you
I
weren't.
Sent you that because I know the guy that does that.
Oh, you know the guy.
A picture of him. Lou Bugenig does that rodeo.
Oh, okay. Because I stopped there and did a shout out, and then I saw Carlos was there.
Oric rodeo.
Yeah, I did. But that's a big thing. That is a real hometown true.
And that's a community.
Yeah, that's a community. You can feel the whole different vibe,
and it's right before Fortuna Rodeo. We do Fortuna Rodeo.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's a week right before that, you know, so everybody's kind of gearing up out there.
Let me ask this question either to both of you because it's kind of one of those catch-22s. So there's, you know, obviously I think things are solidified, but from the Reading Rodeo perspective, what are your thoughts about the whole Reading Rodeo's location and sometimes the controversy between that land and... You know, moving, development, all that kind of stuff. Because for me, it's kind of again, I'm really into the OG thing. Like it's like where it is, what it is, what it's like the roots. That's mm-hmm. the whole thing. So I have that thing. But then I think about okay, if it were to move and they were to get funded and really build a whole new modern facility somewhere where it was, you know, now twice as what it could be here, whatever. I'm just curious real quick before we get into food, both of your thoughts on that.
Do you want to go first?
Somebody please speak.
I mean, I like it. It's been there for 77 years. Yep. I mean, the parking could, I mean, we just added breakaway as well, so the parking situation's a little, you know. I parked my trailer there because you can't make Miss Reading move. But
yeah.
I'm not moving. Anyway, I mean, I like it personally there, you know. It's, mm-hmm. you know, our low slogan basically is bucking by the river.
Yep.
You know, we're right next to the Sacramento River. I can dip my horse, you know, off the boat ramp in the water. That's what I did for the past, like, 4 days, you know. After she did her queen run and did everything in the rodeo, we just went, like,
hot,
you know.
Sweaty.
Yeah. And then we just went in the water a little bit. And then she'd be like, oh, what was that? A little, you know, bush? Oh, I'm out of there. But yeah, I mean, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, then that's kind of my feeling in a lot of sense. But then I'm always like, am I selling myself a little short in the head as far as thinking about what could be?
I have a different idea. So I'm looking at, let's look at two perspectives here, right? One from the rodeo side and then one from just being residents here in Shasta County.
Yeah.
You know, and what we'd want to see. We have one of the coolest resources, one of the coolest geographical locations in the world with that river right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We need things going on there. We need restaurants. We need bars. We need a river walk.
Mm-hmm.
We need just nice things for people to enjoy about here. Okay. Reading Rodeo does not have to be in Reading. It could be in Anderson. It could be in Shasta Lake. It could be somewhere. So it could still be called Reading Rodeo.
Okay? Yeah.
So they could find a place for it. If you want to see what I think a good model would be, go to Reno. Go to Reno Rodeo. Look at their facilities there. Look at the way their bars are set up, just everything about it. You know, it's modernized. It's a newer arena. And it is, I don't know if the arena is newer, but it's been definitely, you know, brought up to date, you know.
Yep.
And the seats, just everything having to do with that rodeo should be the model, I think, for Reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Reading Rodeo deserves that. I mean, it's a big rodeo, you know. It's on the map. It's one of the rodeos that guys hit, you know, on their way to the finals because it's a well-known
rodeo. And I think
rodeo.
It's pretty much it's always sold out.
You know, absolutely. But it, I think, could do probably better. And you're right. And getting in and out of there is really tough. Mm-hmm. You know, not so much getting in, but after the rodeo, trying to leave that place, you better have a good 45 minutes to an hour to sit in your car as you're trying to leave that place.
And especially now, if there's something going on at the sundial
I'm all for history and tradition, you know, in so many ways, but I also am for progress and making things better. I think this community here, I mean, this is a big community, you know, and rodeo is growing and we get more fans every single year. Every rodeo I go to, every year it goes by. You can thank Yellowstone for that, actually. I think we talked about it last time, you know, the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of just gave this resurgence to the Western way of life. Absolutely, you know. Everybody wants to be a cowboy. That's a great thing. It's a good model. So my thoughts, you know, it's great. It's traditional. You know, it's been there forever, and that's a wonderful thing. But I think that Reading deserves a better arena.
What kind of an investment
arena
would that meet?
Ooh,
what would it take?
I know.
$100 million, probably.
Okay. Jason, you want to start out?
Yeah, a little crowdfunding. I mean, really?
Oh, just want crowdfunding?
Just 100 million.
I thought you were asking Jason to get into.
I know, but that's what I mean.
Checkbook.
There's guys who sit on that committee who are wonderful, who are well in tune with what's going on there, and could probably give you a better, maybe more educated answer. But as just somebody that lives here in Shasta County, I'd like to see Reading Rodeo grow into something. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot, because it is pretty small if you think about it.
Right.
You
know?
And I have mixed feelings
after
about
what
it. I go back and forth.
What you're saying, Carlos, is that so if it was well, better planned in a better area, bigger, right?
Go to Red Bluff, even right here, 30 minutes up the road, you know, go to Red Bluff Roundup. And just the setup is bigger, you know?
Yeah.
More
right.
room for vendors, it's just more room for people to come in and out. And it's just, you know.
That leads us to the question, would it be bigger if you did move it and make it bigger, right? Would there be a bigger crowd that shows up for it?
I think there would be. I mean, I'll tell you what.
I feel like the week
leading up to Reading Rodeo, my phone blows up. For some reason, because I'm in the rodeo industry, people think that I have some in, and I absolutely do not. You know, do I have friends there? Absolutely, you know, but I can't get you tickets. But my phone blows up with people looking for tickets. And they do this every single year. Every single year they do it, right? It's like, well, you know when tickets go on sale. You know, they sell out really quick, so get your tickets early.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt.
You can't get a box to save your life.
You could get 5 to 10,000 more people, you know, with the right space there. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want that? I mean, that's money that's going back into the community, back into rodeo, back into growing mm-hmm. the sport.
Well, and like you said, if you did it right and you did, like, you know, again, I don't know. There's so many ways to think about it, and I don't want to, like, sequester people or whatever, but if you were to have, you know, like you were talking, high-end yeah. VIP places, sure. right, where mm-hmm. people will fly their private planes yeah, in, park them, mm-hmm. stay, come
well,
do
we
their
were
thing.
Talking about that,
I mean,
the
they
beginning.
Do that kind of stuff all the time, and it's like, it's absolutely. A huge, it, not only is it a huge thing for the community as far as fun, they can be huge money makers.
Red Bluff Roundup brings $8 million to that community during wow. rodeo.
And wow. you just mentioned the tickets to in Reno.
Yeah. The price.
The price to get in.
No. That was for an event they had in Tahoe.
Tahoe. But that was like $1,500.
But something like
that.
That
was a very bougie
right?
yeah. private event type
But you
of
could
deal.
Have okay. an area. It's like any arena you go to, right? You have the nosebleeds, and then you have and, ones, and then you have courtside. And then you have
and
the
like Rodeo Flats, the which VIP they have boxes. At Reading Rodeo. It's cool because you go there because all your friends are there, you yeah. know, and you get Rodeo Flats tickets, you know, but it's not the best place to watch the rodeo yeah. from, you know. I mean, any skyboxes. Look at Clovis uh-huh. even has redone their rodeo arena, you know, and mm-hmm. we have these cool skyboxes, bars, and I mean,
and Clovis really is neat. Nowhere.
It's like the armpit of Fresno.
You
know,
right? It's yeah. It's actually an incredible little
Clovis community. School. Clovis yeah. school. Yeah. That's a great rodeo.
Food.
No, well. One of the things you alluded to, and I think you already answered it, but rodeo is growing in California.
Tremendously.
The rodeo sport.
Tremendously. You know, I think it's always politically on the chopping block for a lot of reasons. You know, animal rights is a big reason for that in California, you know, being a more liberal state. But you got to understand that California is still a huge agricultural cowboy state. You know, it's still a ranching state. You know, up and down.
A lot
from
of farmers,
state
a lot of ranchers, right?
Breadbasket of America.
We're still feeding yeah. America, you know, and there's still a real preservation of that way of life, mm-hmm. you know, all up and down California. If you talk about, like, just the traditions of the California cowboy, you know, the buckaroo, mm-hmm. the horsemen and the ranchers, you know, that's a huge part of our history mm-hmm. here in California. And this is the West. Let's not forget that. The West, about as far west as you can get, is California. This is the West.
This is it.
So let's not forget that. So I don't see it going away, but I see it being on that chopping block for people to have conversations about that, you know, about the future of it and will it stick around? Are we still going to continue to allow this?
I keep thinking vendors so. That you could see it if they were to yeah. try to modernize rodeo. What is it that,
yeah.
What's the imposter meat burger stand or
impossible
whatever?
Meat?
Bug burgers
yeah,
or bug whatever.
Burger. Whatever that's
bug burger.
Millworms.
Millworms.
Okay. What are the food vendors you have coming?
So I have two. I had three last year. I decided just to have two this year just so they can do a little bit better in sales. And we have Good Times Pizza in Palisadro.
Just had that 2 days ago.
Perfect. And then shout out to Troy. He's also one of our sponsors. Yep. And then Rocking Pea Barbecue, you mm-hmm. know, which has been with us from the beginning. From day one, they have been catering our events. And they do a fantastic job. And if you've never had their tri-tip, it is absolutely fantastic. It's phenomenal. So two food vendors, we will have our bars there from the Palomino Room. We will have the bars set up, full bars with beer and whatever else you want to drink. Refreshments, you know, nobody's going to get too rowdy because it is at my house, but, you know, we'll have a good time. And we got bulls. And then we have a band. We have Derek Kilpatrick band coming, you know, which is a, you know, so I kind of struggled with choosing between, do I want like a country band or do I want a rock and roll band? I said, we want a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
And that's what we got. And if you've never heard Derek Kilpatrick, just go on Facebook and check him out. He's wild. He's fun. And
kind of a clash okay. of Americana.
It is.
Rodeo
really cool.
and rock.
It's really cool. So, hey, Cowboys like a little bit of rock and roll. Chris Ledoux said it, you know.
Saturday, September 27th.
It's 7 o'clock p.m. if you want to get there and watch some mud busting. Get there a little bit early. But gates open at 5 o'clock. And when I say gates open at 5, that's what time you should really be there because parking and walking into there can be a little bit cumbersome if you're late and you will be standing in line. When the bulls are bucking, last thing you want to do is be standing in line. You know?
Yeah,
so you want to be there watching the action. So get there, you know, about 5 o'clock, park, bring your chair, get
how
comfortable.
Much are tickets? I can
tickets.
Park over at Corky's place, right?
You can park over at Corky's, exactly. You park over at Corky's.
We'll call
yeah,
him
yeah,
now.
Yeah, hey, Corky, open it up, you know. No, so our other
you
neighbor was really
Corky.
Nice.
Hey,
nice
the Queen Shredding Rodeo has a
we
lifted
have more
Chevy
parking.
Truck. She gets first pick.
You know who I am.
I don't want to toot my own horn.
Hey,
but,
you know,
tickets start at $20.
But I'll lean on it the whole time.
And they are going to go up as we start to sell out. So we tiered our ticket system, you know. So they start at $20. Once those sell out, there's only a few of those left. You know, I think we only have like 20 of those left at $20. They go to 25. So get them now because they're going to keep going up.
Okay,
you know?
Here it's wrap time.
Well,
now.
We should go buy some tickets.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And there is a link. It's an Eventbrite page, SilverBridgeRodeo.eventbrite.com.
What's the name of the rodeo again?
SilverBridgeRodeo.eventbrite.com. If you go to my Facebook, you know, you'll be able to see it. And well, I'll definitely
or Reading
share
Buzz.
Reading Buzz is going to blow it up.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job last time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the first thing coming up for you here locally?
So, unfortunately, my time as Miss Reading Rodeo is coming up. So, deadline for the Miss Reading Rodeo is September 20th to go ahead and get your applications in for the 2026 Rodeo Pageant.
Can I put one in?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Okay. I would love to see you out there.
No,
with your long hair flowing in the wind.
This is California.
But yeah.
I couldn't do the wave.
It's
broken.
And if you rode by
one
me
of
with,
your bowls.
Yeah. If you rode by me with that wrist wave like that and I saw that hair on your arms, I'd probably throw up.
But yeah.
The wave.
Deadline is September 20th to go ahead and get your applications in. The competition is October 18th to be decided where, you know, the coronation is going to be at. But the horsemanship is going to start at 8 a.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and it's free to the public.
That's the day after my birthday, just so you know.
Well, look at that.
Free
happy birthday. Come
I'll
to the
Grounds.
He's reminding us like 6 months out.
But yeah, you know, I wanna see everyone kind of there, you know, as like a last
October
hurrah.
18th.
Yep, October 18th.
Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Yep, 8 a.m.
So realistically, if somebody was interested in doing some that kind of competition,
yeah.
I mean, you'd have to you have to have some type of experience and skill, or do you? I mean, I've never ridden a horse, but get me one and I'll participate.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to have like a horse to, you know,
to
go ahead and do this. Like, I borrowed horses, you know, and I was finally able to, you know, purchase mine. But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people that are more than happy to, you know, lend horses to people.
Okay. Well, they want to go and go, hey, that's my horse.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, last few minutes. Food,
yeah.
Favorite places to eat.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, no, don't go with me first. Hold on, I got to
favorite places to eat.
Right now, lately, it's been Dos Amigos.
Dos Amigos.
Right the next to Food Max. Like, authentic, real.
Oh, Los Dos Amigos.
Amigos.
Right,
yeah. Right there.
And you know what? They
always makes me want to eat now.
Uh-huh.
No, they have grown so good. I mean, they started that with the single room, right? And then they knocked a wall out to the next.
They did, and now they've kind of built a little bar.
Yeah, and then they built a bar in the back.
They're really, I mean, wonderful family there.
Yeah, it is.
And the food is like, so I grew up in Santa Rosa in Sonoma County, where you got really authentic, good taqueria type food.
Mm-hmm. Which is very different than American Mexican food.
It is. It's very different from like the sit down restaurant, like the Casa Ramos. Those are all really, really good, you know. But,
yeah, but
the good taqueria style. Yeah. I call it San Diego style.
San Diego style.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hey, we're having our roundup tomorrow.
At
Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Yeah.
That's
very good.
That's good
salads.
You guys should show up at noon.
Yeah, you guys are around.
Tomorrow at Cheesecakes Unlimited.
We're a rowdy bunch.
So you'll be there till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're.
All right, Ryan.
You?
Okay, I'm an animal control officer for the city of Anderson, right? So Anderson, they don't really have like you know much family oriented food places.
So
I
see,
guess.
You actually have a real job too.
I know,
I never
right?
Thought to ask that.
Yeah, no,
that's
I got
cool
my van parked outside.
<I know. laughs>
But it would have to probably be like I'm on a barbecue kick, so All Britain's Barbecue.
Ooh,
so right now,
that.
Yeah, so it's in Anderson, right off of Balls Ferry Road,
Britain's
right
barbecue.
next to the school. Yeah, oh. Britain's Barbecue.
Yeah,
there
Britain's
you go.
Barbecue.
Yeah, it is delicious. Like I am really on their pulled pork mac and cheese kick right now.
It's a good thing that's not nearby.
It's getting really bad because I'll come in and they'll be like Officer Mitchell, and I'm like no. I'm like, just take my money. You never saw me here. But also, can I get like a root beer float?
So you've thrown out Dr. Pepper milkshake and now root beer float. So you're kind of an ice creamy floaty.
100%, but I will always go for my 23 flavor Dr. Pepper.
23 flavors?
Yeah, they have. It's 23 flavors. That is what Dr. Pepper is. It's 23 flavors combined into one can
that's
of good
flavor.
Deliciousness.
How do you know it's not 22?
Are you talking about traditional Dr. Pepper?
Know.
She can identify them each.
23 flavors.
Dr. Pepper. No. Prune juice, one of them. I know that.
Probably. I know it's 23 flavors of deliciousness.
Jason, any new restaurants coming up?
Well, I tried Anthony's Mediterranean.
That's a great place.
Oh, man. They have something new on the menu called the Habibi.
Habibi. Oh,
boosted, burger.
Boosted
Habibi. Habibi
is sweetheart in Lebanese.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I didn't know that. And I would go in there screaming, hey, Habibi.
Boost me is kiss me, baby.
Like that's a new version.
It's a boost me, Habibi.
Very nice people there, too. Very nice people.
Yeah, I mean.
Everybody really wants to call him Anthony.
And, that's his son's name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. His son's name is Anthony. It runs Bob's Liquor.
Thank you, guys. This has been a great radio show. Yeah. Rodeo show. Rodeo radio.
Yeah.
Rodeo
on the radio.
Yeah. Radio rodeo.
Congratulations again on your
thank you.
Your
thank
raise.
You. Thank Sasha. You.
Yeah. This is we're wrapping up.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having us.
Get off the table, James.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.